Full Circle by Edith Wharton. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2013. Part 6. Betton stared at him with eyes wrinkled by amusement. Perhaps she hadn't disappeared then. Visey disregarded the conjecture. Look here. I believe all these letters are a hoax, he broke out. Betton stared at him with a face that turned slowly red and angry. What are you talking about? All what letters? These I've spread out here. I've been comparing them, and I believe they're all written by one man. Betton's redness turned to a purple that made his ruddy mustache seem pale. What the devil are you driving at? He asked. Well, just look at it, Visey persisted, still bent above the letters. I've been studying them carefully. Those that have come within the last 2 or 3 weeks, and there's a queer likeness in the writing of some of them. The G's are all like corkscrews, and the same phrases keep recurring. The Ann Arbor newsagent uses the same expressions as the president of the girls' college at Euphorbia, Maine. Betton laughed. Aren't the critics always groaning over the shrinkage of the national vocabulary? Of course we all use the same expressions. Yes, said Visey obstinately. But how about using the same G's? Betton laughed again, but Visey continued without heeding him. Look here, Betton. Could Strett have written them? Strett! Betton roared. Strett! He threw himself into his armchair to shake out his mirth at greater ease. I'll tell you why. Strett always posts all my letters. He comes in for them every day before I leave. He posted the letter to the misunderstood party, the letter from you that the dead letter office didn't return. I posted my own letter to her, and that came back. A measurable silence followed the omission of this ingenious conjecture. Then Betton observed with gentle irony, "Extremely neat. And, of course, it's no business of yours to supply any valid motive for this remarkable attention on my valet's part." Visey cast on him a slanting glance. "If you've found that human conduct's generally based on valid motives, well, outside of madhouses, it's supposed to be not quite incalculable." Visey had an odd smile under his thin mustache. "Every house is a madhouse at some time or another." Betton rose with a careless shake of the shoulders. "This one will be, if I talk to you much longer," he said, moving away with a laugh.